In 1972, during a period of terrible racial tension in Wilmington, 10 civil rights activists, one white woman and 9 African-American men, were sentenced to prison in connection with the firebombing of Mike's Grocery, a white-owned store on 6th Street downtown. All 10 proclaimed their innocence. In 1980, after a decade of stories of misconduct on the part of the prosecution and the court systems, the convictions were overturned and the 10 were set free. Irving Joyner is a professor of law at North Carolina Central University. He helped assist the defense fund during the trial and helped file the petition for pardon last May. He says even though the courts overturned the convictions, the state has never cleared their names.
The state of North Carolina has never step forward to say that we messed up. So emotionally, they are certainly looking for just some semblance of humility and humanity from the state to say that we recognize your innocence and officially proclaim that you're innocent.
Joyner says if Governor Perdue does not issue the pardon before she leaves office next month, the group will refile a petition with Governor-elect Pat McCrory. 4 of the Wilmington 10 have passed away since the events of 1971. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.